Plans to make internet connections easier to get in Africa were hurt this month when a rocket exploded in the U.S. state of Florida. The rocket, belonging to the company SpaceX, was carrying a communications satellite for the social media network Facebook. Facebook had planned to use some of the satellite's coverage to bring internet service to people in countries south of the Sahara Desert. Facebook and Google are working on other ways to bring internet access to Africa, but it will be some time before they are ready. Faiz Bashir heads Flexi SAF, an education technology company in Abuja, Nigeria. He says internet access is too costly for most Nigerians. If you want very good internet, it's very expensive. Usually, only big companies and rich people can afford it, he said. The International Telecommunication Union says about 25% of people in Africa will use the internet this year. That is more than last year's rate of 20%. But it is still the lowest rate in the world. 3 years ago, Facebook said it would try to bring internet access to more people in Africa and other areas of the world. Mark Zuckerberg, who leads Facebook, talked about the plan in a Facebook video.
Our plan is to make basic internet services affordable so that everyone with a phone can join the knowledge economy.
One part of that plan began in Nigeria in May. It is called Free Basics. Anyone with a smartphone can see some health, education, weather, job search, and other sites, including Facebook, at no cost. Bashir says it is easier now for him to communicate with family members in isolated areas of the country. Free Basics is now available in 48 countries in Africa, the Middle East, Asia Pacific, and Latin America. Facebook also offers a service called Express Wi-Fi. People can pay to use the Wi-Fi. Facebook planned to expand its services, but then came the setback of September 1st. USLaunchReport.com released a video showing the explosion of the SpaceX rocket. It was not the only problem Facebook has had this year as it tries to give more people access to the internet. In February, R.S. Sharma, the head of India's telecommunications agency, announced new rules that make it harder for Facebook to offer its Free Basics service in the country. No service provider shall charge differential pricing on the basis of application, platforms or websites, or source, he said. Differential pricing means charging two prices to different groups for the same service. The rules pleased some internet activists who believe companies should not be able to decide what websites a person can see. It is not known how many new internet users the Free Basics plan has created. A group called the Alliance for an Affordable Internet looked at who was using the plan and of others that offer free internet access in 8 countries. Research manager Dhanaraj Thakur says the group found that 88% of the users were not new to the internet. Thakur says people were using Free Basics to visit Facebook and other websites, but were using their data plans to watch videos. Facebook says it wants to help everyone in the world go online. Last month, it announced a successful test of a solar-powered drone or unmanned aircraft. It is designed to stay in the air for weeks, providing internet service to rural areas. Google is also helping rural people get access to the internet by using large balloons floating high above the earth. It is not known if Facebook plans to launch another satellite. I'm Jonathan Evans.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。